Welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. I'm here to talk about a movie that I wanted to see for a long time. I know that I say that about a lot of these films, but this one's serious. It's called The Lost World, and it's a silent picture from 1925, actually. So we're going way back. But what I want to talk about it is, and why I wanted to see it is, its reputation absolutely, well, first of all, does it justice. But definitely precedes itself. It is the film, well, it's based off of Arthur Conan Doyle's novel of the same name, about an expedition of researchers, newspapermen, scientists, who go to South America to explore the jungles and a supposed lost world, a land that time forgot, where an ecosystem of dinosaurs and prehistoric creatures live. And first of all, I mean, if that sounds familiar, I mean, how many science fiction or monster movies have you seen that play into that exact same template? Obviously, Jurassic Park. I mean, the sequel was called The Lost World Jurassic Park, right? But also Skull Island in the King Kong world. So definitely a trope in the monster movie world genre, but one that never gets old. You know, who doesn't love to see just a bunch of humans thrown into an arena of death where any mistake can be their last one, right? It was awesome. So I think I've clearly covered what I like about it. What I found a little challenging, what didn't quite so work in, first of all, are things that I can forgive because of time. I mean, we're talking the mid-1920s. Movies weren't new, but they certainly weren't as sophisticated as they would be even 10 years later in the mid-30s. So what makes this movie notable and landmark is the stop-motion effects of the monsters. And these were done by Willis H. O'Brien, who went on to create King Kong and do all the claymation-type things in that movie, and then Mighty Joe Young. Willis O'Brien could be like the godfather of stop motion animation in these monster movies. Ray Harryhausen absolutely picked up his mantle and ran with it, but O'Brien, definitely, The Lost World is where it all begins. So the animation is crude by obviously early film standards, but still absolutely groundbreaking for early film standards. I wrote down that the dinosaurs kind of look like Gumby in a way. If you think about the old Gumby cartoons, they sort of have those really rough around the edges elements. With that said, even more noticeable was the lack of scale that the dinosaurs had in these movies. Unlike King Kong, where he really perfected his craft, and Kong has weight, he has scale, he's up, he's you see him against trees and other elements that really give an awe-inspiring take on the monster. The dinosaurs in The Lost World kind of lack that. But be that as it may, the story is fast-paced, it's full of really interesting characters. When you get to the downright campy, the actor Wallace Beery, who is big at this time, he plays the lead adventurer who kind of gathers up the crew. He's got total Captain Ahab vibes about him. He's got like this big burly beard. It's a silent film, so he's got like dark makeup around his eyes. And he's just got this like real thunder and lightning attitude. That total ham, loved it to death. So that was a lot of fun. Oh, one other thing I just want to point out, that the movie does also have one female character who is a scientist, although that's purely a pretense to get her in the expedition, because once they're actually in the thick of the danger, she's a total damsel in distress. And I just say that that is such a cliche in monster movies. You have the one female, she happens to be a scientist, but when push comes to shove, she's just there to scream, look pretty, and get saved by the guys. So you take it with a grain of salt, but at the end of the day, I would totally recommend The Lost World if silent movies are your jam. I will say again, this one moves pretty fast, so it's worth it. Thanks all for hanging out. Go watch that. Next week, I will be talking about 20 Million Miles to Earth from Ray Harryhausen. So I'll see you then.